Blog Talk Radio.
Church Lady Now, which is an exciting new approach to presenting the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm excited to tell you about Church Lady Ministries. Our teaching today is Press to the High Call or Just Press. So, so I am Brother Grant, and I apologize for that interruption. I was telling you about Church Lady Ministries because our goal is to help you and I live a successful Christian life. Our program is designed to help us learn the Word of God, understand what we have learned, and apply the Word to our daily living. We do two things only. We teach the Word of God, and we serve the less fortunate. And we do that by broadcasting this show every Wednesday evening right here on Blog Talk Radio at 5:30 p.m. Today, we are on a path to know what the Bible says about pressing toward the goal to win the prize that God has for you and me. God wants us to win in life. And this year, we are on a path to know God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, who He is and the role He wants to play in our lives today. This is our 28th teaching in our series titled, Come Holy Spirit. We are teaching on the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. And the Trinity is the Christian Godhead, which is, there is one God in three persons, the God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has a divine function, and He works in harmony with God, the Father, and Jesus, the Son of God. The Godhead theory is very similar to our human identity theory. And that being said, my name is Artis Grant Jr. I am the son of Artis Grant Sr., the father of Aaron and John Grant, and the son of Maddie Grant. I have said this to break down the Trinity theory into language that makes sense to us. So at the same time, I'm a junior, a father, and a son. Likewise, God is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So I hope this gives you a little bit of a picture to clarify the idea that the Godhead theory, for those of you who are not familiar with that term. So amen. And let me tell you, God has sent His Spirit to carry on the work of Jesus Christ in me and in you. It is a setup. You and I have everything we need to live in victory. Now, our radio ministry, we've been teaching on Blog Talk Radio since 2013, and we currently have 97 episodes and teachings available to you for your listening and learning. All past teachings are available on demand, which means you can listen to our programs at any time. What you need to do is go to blogtalkradio.com, put in Church Lady Now in the search box, and you will see our library of programs. We are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That includes Christmas. So Church Lady Ministries is a fully tax-exempt ministry under the 501c3 regulations of the Internal Revenue Service. So our ministry means that all donations to Church Lady Ministries are fully tax-deductible. You can partner with us to share the good news of the gospel and help the less fortunate at the same time, because our ministry is good soil to sow your financial seeds of giving support to the teaching of the gospel and to serving the less fortunate. Now, a little bit of our overview and the brief history. Don't let our name fool you. This is not a ladies-only ministry. Artist Oliver, the church lady, has been involved in street ministry to the homeless population in Tacoma and Seattle for many years, as well as an international evangelist that has gone to Russia, Africa, and Korea. The name Church Lady was given to minister artists by the homeless people to whom she ministered. They couldn't always remember her name, so they just started calling her Church Lady. Thus, we have Church Lady Ministries, and we do two things. We teach the Bible and serve the less fortunate, our homeless people, men, women, and children in shelters. Now, Church Lady Ministry is called to collect the presence of good news. We present good news because the Lord has anointed us to preach good tidings, heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to captives, and the opening of prison to those that are bound. The Church Lady is one of the Northwest's leading anointed practical Bible teachers and an international evangelist, as I said, with a call to help people to be restored through Jesus Christ. She loves God and loves to see people have their lives changed for the better through a personal relationship with God. Church Lady teaches on a number of Bible topics, and she focuses on helping you to know God for yourself, which will result in your transformation. She uses her 20 years of experience in live dramatic production to bring the Word of God alive in her lively illustrated messages, also her Bible classes, workshops, and retreats. As I said, we serve the less fortunate, and our ministry is under the Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 commission, which is, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon us. He's called us to teach the gospel, heal, proclaim liberty to captives, and set those in prison free, with a focus on emotional and spiritual healing." Now, we serve homeless men as well as women and children in our local battered women's shelter. So Minister Artist, also known as the Church Lady, earned her master's degree in divinity from Covenant Bible Seminary in Lakewood, Washington. And as I said, she has traveled internationally. She's traveled with Marilyn Hickey Ministries, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ in Africa, Russia, and Korea. Now, you will see on your computer screen that is scrolling across is inspirational clip art. And you can also find our ministry information, how to contact us, where we're located, and the different platforms that we use to spread our good news. And you can partner with us to serve the less fortunate for $9.99 a month. And you can join our partnership, which is a good opportunity for you to help us spread the good news and share the good news and serve the less fortunate. To become a ministry partner, you can call us today. And you can reach us at area code 253-472-6213, Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and we'll send you a ministry partner package. So I'll give you the phone number again, and if you still didn't get it, you can always go back into our show, look it up on blogtalkradio.com, and you can get our full information. The Church Lady Ministry is a Spirit-filled ministry, and we operate in the power and the fruit of the Holy Spirit for the purpose of Bible teaching and serving the less fortunate. So today we're going to learn how to win at life. We have all seen bodybuilders. To get in shape, they press weights. They lift weights. And at times they have a spotter. A spotter is there to intercede if the weight becomes too heavy. So now let us join Church Lady for today's teaching, Press. Good afternoon, Church Lady.
Well, hey, Brother Grant, how you doing?
I'm good with you.
Why, thank you so much. Welcome back to Tacoma.
It has been a glorious day.
Well, we are so glad to have you back here in Tacoma, and I thank you so much for that absolutely awesome introduction. I am excited today because we're going to talk about press. We're going to talk about how to win at life. Ooh, that's a good thing. How to win at life and not be like tossed to and fro by the stuff that happens. And stuff does happen. Today, our foundation scripture is found in the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 14. Hi, listeners. How you doing? Go ahead, take a minute, get your Bible, and we are going to get into some real word today. I pray that all of you are well out there and that success is on the way to your house. Amen? Okay. So today our foundation scripture is found in the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 14. And today, just to make sure that we're real clear in what we're saying, we're going to be reading from the New International Version. The scripture reads, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Now, the backstory is that we're coming from the book of Philippians. It's a letter that the Apostle Paul wrote to the church in Philippi. At the time Paul wrote the letter, he was in jail. Ironically, the key words in this letter are joy and rejoice. Now, remember, he's in jail, and he's talking about joy and rejoice. And he is not talking about joy based on his circumstances, but based on internal joy that comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. Paul teaches us that through a relationship with Christ, there is assurance that in times of difficulty, God can turn our circumstances around. Paul lived his life in Christ. That is, he lived like Christ lived. Paul lived to teach and to serve. Jesus lived to teach and to serve. Now, the Holy Spirit is at work in Paul's teaching. The role of the Holy Spirit in Paul's life was to fulfill the purposes of God. Paul had help from God to fulfill the purposes that were in him. In addition, the role of the Holy Spirit is to promote unity in the relationships of the believers. That is unity in the relationship of you and I. And that unity is through one purpose and love. The Apostle Paul acknowledges that we will have trouble in this life. He says, yes, there will be challenges. But we overcome. From the Apostle Paul, we know the following. Trouble will come. God will deliver us from trouble. Trouble will not destroy us. We must go through the trouble. And we will come out of trouble better than we were when we went into that trouble. You see, for all of us, there is the place where we are now, and there's the prize. What are you going through right now? There is a place between the desired outcome and our current situation. Most of us are in church, not where we should be, but we're not where we used to be. The question is, So what are we doing in the place where we are now? And we may be in a place where everything is not fine. There may be a financial mess. Somebody may be going through a divorce. Someone may have lost a loved one. There may be emotional bankruptcy going on. Health problems. Psychological stressors. And we may be at our wits' end. Now, when we're in those kind of situations, the truth is that we're not going to say, "Bless the Lord, oh my soul." No, we're not going around saying, "Bless the Lord, oh my soul." If you're anything like me, you're going around saying, "Where is my promised land? Where is my promised land?" Yes, we are saved, and we have problems. That does not mean that God is mad at us because we have problems. There are many scriptures that inspire us in troubled times, such as, "All things work together for the good of those who are the called," that love God. We've been told, "Though he slay me, yet I will praise him." The truth is, I remember going through, and it was so bad, I said, "Lord, what are you trying to do? Kill me?" When the doctor told me I had the C word, I said, "Oh, no, Lord, not me." You know, sometimes it seems like everybody else has it good. People living in suburbs and nice houses that are fully furnished and driving Mercedes SUVs. It looks like life is good. However, the Bible is full of stories about people who were experiencing trouble times. Here are a few. Noah went through. Remember the flood that destroyed the earth and its inhabitants? Moses went through. He was leading people who turned on him. The Hebrew boys, they were placed in the fiery furnace. And the Apostle Paul was put in prison. In our troubled times, God develops our character. The word Christian means Christ-like. Character is developed from the inside out. Yes, what is in us comes out. The Bible tells us there is a form of godliness. This form may take us places, but it will not keep us there. Christianity is not about what looks good on the outside. It is an internal transformation. We know from Martin Luther King Jr., the great minister, civil rights leader, that it is not where a man stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands in times of trouble and controversy that matter. Character cannot be brought. It takes a lifetime to develop character. One author said that character is what the angels say about you, and that reputation is what man says about you. Character is the source of our personal power. This is where the press comes in. During times of trouble, we must press. We realize we are in trouble, and the trouble has deterred us from our goals and dreams. So we must press. Now, there's some great advantages to learning how to press. Just like a bodybuilder, The bodybuilder knows that muscle burns fat. And in order for us to reach our goals, we must learn how to burn the fat, burn the trouble. It takes no energy to sit on our butts. But once we gain weight, that weight kind of sticks to us like glue to paper until we do something to take off the weight. The key is to use enough energy to convert the fat as our energy source, or to use the trouble to help us to reach our goals. When you and I press, we develop muscles. Muscles require energy to maintain strength. A muscle is dense. Cardio exercise burns stored energy. However, weight training, on the other hand, keeps your body at an elevated energy level 1 hour after you've completed your workout. That's called the burn effect. You see, because you pressed, you got this energy at a higher level than you would have if you just done cardio exercise. Now, muscle growth only occurs when the body is stimulated. And it's stimulated by pressure. We only grow when the body is stimulated by pressure, by trouble. If you use baby weights when you're in the gym and you apply repeated pressure using baby weights, your muscles will never develop. Our muscles need the stress of the heavy weights to grow. Now, let's get back to our foundation scripture found in the book of Philippians chapter 3, verse 14. The scripture reads, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. You know, many times when trouble comes, we go into fight mode. And in the battle, we get tired. Now, here's the key. The battle totally depends on God. Oh, no. It depends on God. The victory is in the character that is dependent on God. When we trust God, we can stop fighting. And when we stop fighting, we have energy to focus on the prize. It is up to you and I to allow God to develop our character and develop us to the point where we trust God and His Word. There is a divine place for each of us. There is a prize. God will deal with our trouble so that we can put our time and energy in developing ourselves for God. The question is, what are you doing in your troubled times? Are you in a position to press? Are you fighting the battle? Who are you trusting? Beloved, I call you beloved because it gives me a personal relationship with you. Because we have a relationship, I want to help you to live life to win the prize. We want to help you to live on purpose. Do you know what your purpose is? We all go through life by design or default. We can choose to live for God, or we can choose to live life based on the deck that was given to us. Some people live for money, reputation, and fun. For many successful people, you and I both know those individuals who live for money, reputation, and fun, they end up leading lonely lives, and they die at an early age. They live big, and it ends quickly. Beloved, you and I can choose to live on purpose. We can choose to win at life today. No more burning the candle at both ends. Choosing to live on purpose reduces stress, and it gives us energy. When we have set a goal that gives us a reason to wake up in the morning, have you set a goal for yourself? What is the reason that you wake up in the morning? We're talking about living on purpose and about being focused. You see, when we are focused, we ignore trouble that will not help us. Some stuff in life will work itself out. Some stuff in life we need to walk away from. And then there's that stuff that we've got to walk through in order to develop character, character that pleases heaven. This is a higher standard. This standard results in character that pleases heaven, character that pleases God. Sometimes we spend so much time fighting trouble that we never fulfill our life purpose. We exist to the end. Now, in order to live on purpose, we've got to know Christ. You see, there is no man, alive or dead, that wants us to have life in all its fullness. The Bible says in John chapter 10, verse 10, the robber comes only to steal and to kill and to destroy, but I come so that they might have life, a great full life. This is Jesus talking. Now, in order for us to press, we must forget the past. To press means that we must know the plans God has for us and start working on our life plan. Because God has a plan for our good and not trouble, a future and a hope. We're talking about the plan that God has for everybody. God's got a plan for us. Those who are in Christ Jesus, God has a plan for us. Now, our life goals must have a purpose. The truth is, if we do not establish a life purpose, life will give us one. Our life purpose has global implications. Life is eternal. Heaven is our home. We must learn to live with heaven in mind. The big house in the suburbs will not last forever. Neither will the Mercedes SUV. What will last forever is a winning attitude. You and I can have a victorious lifestyle. The Apostle Paul had lots of trouble in his life. However, we never heard him say, "This is too much for me." Paul had the heart of an Olympic champion. You and I can have the heart of an Olympic champion. In order to win at life, the first thing we must do is to take a real look at our lives and be dissatisfied. Paul knew one thing. There was more to life, and the only way to access the more was to get closer to God. I'm not talking about going to church on Sunday or singing in the choir. Those things are good, but are they drawing you closer to God? It is my prayer that going to church on Sunday and singing in the choir helps to draw us closer to God. But Paul, he was always candid about his situation. Paul said, "I have not yet arrived." Now, this is the man who wrote most of the New Testament. And he said, "I have not yet arrived." Paul was never content. He understood that his standard of success was in Jesus, not other Christians. Beloved, in order for us to win at life, we must have something that we are committed to. An Olympic athlete commits him or herself completely to their sport. This is the press. We must be devoted to our goals. Most of us are ineffective because we're doing all sorts of stuff And most of the stuff that we're doing has nothing to do with our goals. Oh, beloved, please don't be upset with me. It's just time. It's time for us to set a new direction. It's time for us to make a decision to let go of the past and to press. We must refuse to allow our past to control our future. You and I can no longer be prisoners of our past. Now, in summary, in order to reach our goal, we must press. We need to be like that athlete, like that muscle man or woman in the gym. We've got to press. In the Olympics, the prize is the gold medal. That's the highest prize. And it brings great honor to the winner and to the country that the winner is from. Did you hear me? The honor is for the winner and the country that the winner is from. Now, in life, our goal is to get a crown and to give God honor. Is God getting honor from your life? Many times we hear winners, they want to, when they win, give honor to loved ones or the ones who helped them to win. Beloved, when you and I live our lives to please God, others will see. Therefore, we will be giving God honor. Come on. Let's go for the gold. We can win at life by pressing toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me and you heavenward in Christ Jesus. There are three things that are required to win at life. One, we must forget the past. Two, we must learn to live in our current situation. And three, we've got to press. Press means that we're going to need to have some stamina. Press means that we've got to go until the end. We can't quit. Press means that we're going to focus on the goal. We've got to press. We're talking about pressing, winning at life. In closing today, we invite you to join us in the press. We invite you to say to troubled times, it's okay. During this time, I'm going to develop character that will help me to win at life. I am going to develop character to help others to win at life. When you and I learn to win at life, we can help others. Beloved, the planet is waiting for you and I to press toward the high call, and to win the prize heavenward in Christ Jesus. Wow. Time to close our program. I'm really moved by this message today because I'm ready to press. I'm ready to press. And I invite you, seek the Lord. Find out what you were created to do. We all have a purpose. Identify that purpose and press. Train like an Olympic runner. And run the race to win the goal. Amen? Amen. 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 Wow. This is some good stuff. Ministered to me. That's all right. Well, hey, now it's time to go back to Brother Grant. Thank you for joining us for Church Lady Now. And back to you, Brother Grant.
So, wow, that was a great teaching today. I want to say you really told the story. And so before we say goodbye, we want to bless you with our perpetual prayer for each of our listeners. Lord, bless you and keep you. Lord, make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. This year, we are on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who he is, and the role he wants to play in our lives today. And this was our 28th teaching in the series titled, Come Holy Spirit. Now, you can contact us. We invite you to contact us through social media, and you can also like us. Our social media information is blogtalkradio.com, and the program is Church Lady Now, so follow us. On Facebook, you can contact us through Oliver Artist, Artist Oliver, Church Lady or Church Lady Ministries. So that's Artist Oliver Church Lady or Church Lady Ministries, inbox, message, like us and follow us. Or you can email us at churchladyministries@gmail.com. So if all else fails and you are just strictly a digital person, you can call us at area code 253-472-6213 for more information. So we want to thank you for joining us on Church Lady Now, and please join us next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. because we are on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who he is, and the role he wants to play in our lives. And you can notice that we are almost to our 100th show, and we are going to have a great teaching on that show. So welcome us to Church Lady and follow us. Now, to obtain more information, you can always go to Facebook and you can look up Church Lady Ministries. And you can call us, as I said, at area code 253-472-6213, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So until then, next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time for Church Lady Now. And thank you for joining us on Church Lady Now. So this is Brother Grant saying, have a blessed evening.